This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Anyone else feel like a business class required in your schooling curriculum would have been massively helpful? Because same. We went to school to become therapists, and here we are 10 years later, really noticing the void in our knowledge on the business side of therapy, which is why we love our Masterclass membership. Masterclass has truly increased our confidence in running our therapy practice, The Therapy Group. Pros like Chris Voss, Robin Roberts, Daniel Pink, and Mark Cuban have filled that void and taught us so much about decision-making, negotiating, maximizing our time, and effective communication. This year, you too can learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving, Masterclass actually helps you do it. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. masterclass.com/shrinkchicks.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists and owners of The Therapy Group.
We're on a mission to make therapy and therapeutic topics more relatable and accessible.
So stay tuned, because in order to grow yourself, you gotta know yourself.
You look so gorgeous today.
It's from all the tears.
That'll do it.
Okay, since we last recorded, we both got COVID. My husband got COVID. And for the record, as you all know, all fully fucking vaxxed, very pro-vax, all have COVID, all right? My daughter got hand-foot and you want me to go into how bad the past 3 weeks of my life has been?
Keep going.
My daughter got hand-foot and mouth, which is, like, if you don't know what that is, like, first of all, it's, like, spreads like wildfire in, like, daycare. So if one kid gets it, every child gets it. They get, like, these rashes and, like, basically, like, fucking, like, open sores in their mouths. They can't eat. They are messes. They don't sleep. Like, so this is happening. I have COVID. And, you know, just, like, really great things have been occurring. Also, everything happened with Afghanistan, bullshit fucking Texas and the abortion laws. There's been multiple tornadoes where we live in Southeast Pennsylvania. There has been floods.
My fucking running pad. I don't run. I rarely run, you know.
When you do, it's flooded out.
So when I do, my one running path is dead.
Nothing. Everything's a shit show.
Shit show.
We were like, what the hell are we going to record? We're such messes right now. So we said, we're going to record what's new in the world's on fire, which we don't actually have the answer to, but hopefully by the end of this episode, we get there.
Okay, but also, think? I think too, and this is something we need to like make an announcement, because our podcast is all about being authentic, and we want to set an example for that as much as possible. And that means that, like, we have to be authentic too with how we're doing.
And we're doing bad.
And we're not doing great. And see, that's the thing, is that, like, listen, we love doing the podcast because we love helping people. We love that we can get messages out. But there are times in which, when we're struggling, when we both have COVID, when the world's on fire, that it's harder for us to, like, pick a topic like communication and have a conversation about it, you know? So I think
it can feel like bullshit. It can feel right. Like, it can feel like when there are women and children and, you know, wonderful men trapped in Afghanistan, to sit here and talk about bad communication can sometimes feel fake.
Well, and that's what I think we want to avoid in the podcast, is that, like, if we're encouraging everyone to be authentic, then how could we not be authentic ourselves, you know? And I think there has to be some episodes where we're just honest about where we are. And
yeah, and also, this is part of our new thing to normalize COVID.
Yeah, hashtag normalize COVID.
Hashtag normalize
COVID. Get the vaccine and normalize COVID. Because honestly, it wasn't that bad. I just lost my taste and my smell. I mean, you had it a little worse.
Mine was a little bit worse. But still, I'm sure nothing compared to if you had, you know what I mean? Like, are very immunocompromised.
Right.
And also, like, didn't get vaccinated, right? So, like, even for us, but there is also, I don't know about you, Jim, but every time I told someone I had COVID, what was the first fucking thing they said to you?
Oh God, never talk to me again. I'm just kidding.
Everyone says the same thing. Where do you think you got it?
Where do you think you got it? And let us just say, we think we got it from recording a podcast when we were both, like, spitting into our microphones.
No, so definitely, like, yeah, the last time we were together, like 3 weeks ago, recording in person is probably where we got it. But I find it very interesting that, like, when you say you are sick with something, the first thing someone replies with is, where do you think you got it from? And also, I'm sure over the past 2 years, I've said that to someone, right? And it's because we want the false control that, like, all right, well, if I know that you got it at the YMCA, I won't go there, right? Or, you know what I mean, at the grocery store, I'll start getting shit delivered. Like, we have this idea that, like, more information is going to save us. And I don't know if that's true.
I think we also try to always look for ways to have control over things that are actually just out of our control. And I think the more we do that sometimes, the more we, like, you know, get ourselves in a tizzy.
But also the more you lose a relationship, right? So, like, in that moment, right? Like, relationships, I've talked about before, is about relating. So in that moment, as opposed to being like, wow, how do you feel about that? Are you scared? Has it been, you have a daughter who's not able to be vaccinated, right? Or, like, you know, whatever. Someone's first thing is, well, where'd you get it? Like, you've automatically, like, isolated someone. And so, like, we didn't, thankfully, Jen, you and I had it at the same exact time. So, like, we had each other, which was very lovely.
It was really nice to have COVID with you, Em.
Really nice. And somehow Nikki didn't get it. Nikki, who's with us all the time, who you were in a car with, windows closed, that for how long, doesn't also get it.
We have to say, we were, like, drinking champagne one day, and we were like, oh, is this my glass? And we were like, I don't know. Is it my glass? Is it your glass? Like, it was really... Right. But I think
there you go.
I think that when people hear something that scares them, right? Like, oh, you got COVID, that them responding in that way is a factor of it igniting a fear within them about themselves.
Yes.
And so, because we're all, you know, just as human beings, we're naturally built to protect ourselves, and we do things and respond in certain ways that are meant to protect us. Sometimes those things are helpful. Sometimes those things aren't helpful. And I think it's been a year of fear.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's also one of the things, like, when we think about people that are choosing to not get the vaccine, a lot of it's from fear, right? Fear of, like, will I possibly hurt myself when I don't know if I'll get hurt by COVID? You know, like, I think we operate so much around fear.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, not that helpful of an emotion. Like, it, like, was the adrenaline release when you're, like, running from woolly mammoths and we were, like, all Neanderthals. But, like, I don't know.
I also love that woolly mammoths are always the, like, example we use. Like, was there a ton of woolly mammoths?
Like, I don't know.
Running around back
then? Wait, do you, yo, fun fact. Are you ready for this? I don't think you know this.
I'm so ready. Oh, I'm so
excited. Did you know Aaron, my husband, his grandfather, the one who passed away this past year during COVID that we couldn't do the funeral for, do you know that he found a woolly mammoth skeleton while they were digging out and doing work on their marina property? And it's, like, in some, like, history museum. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Found, like, a full, like, a woolly mammoth is the one with the horns, right?
The tusks, right?
Yeah, the tusks. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I was like, wait, was it a woolly mammoth?
Okay,
I don't know what that is. So, okay, yeah, he found one. Isn't that crazy?
That should be your fun fact, like the two truths and a lie.
I mean, that's, like, really, like, that's pretty far off, right? Like, my husband's grandfather.
I think it means that it's very specific, too.
Very specific one. I don't know.
Right? But I feel like you have, like, a lot of those. You could just add it.
I do have some random shit. But, like, all right, so, like, okay, so, like, fear and adrenaline really works in some things. If I think somebody is walking behind me, all of a sudden my body can, like, move so much faster when I start walking, right? Now, but what does that do in the year 2021? Besides, and people get on fights with strangers on the internet.
Right. I mean, that's definitely a thing. But I think that it's, you know, with everything that's been going on, fear is so much more amped up, right? Like, it's our primary, the way in which we're meant to protect ourselves, triggering all of our anxiety. I mean, we see it in our business, like the amount of clients that have been coming in, which is wonderful because mental health is also so much more supported and, you know, so much less stigmatized at this point. I know it's, you know, we're still working towards that a little bit.
You know what's so funny is we had gotten that one we got a contact form in this past week where it was like what brings you in to see a therapist this week? And the person was like long overdue. Like I was like, I want to work with that person. That is very funny.
That's amazing. No, but I think, you know, that it has been I'm going to just coin this, the year of fear. And I think that, you know,
the year of uncertainty,
year of uncertainty. And I think it's really amped people's anxiety up, understandably so. But I think that everyone learns ways to cope with that. And once again, some of those things are helpful. Some of those things are not helpful. And I think that we really have to decipher, and this is kind of difficult, like, what are the things that are helpful for us? And then what are the things that are not helpful?
Yeah.
You know, like when your anxiety is ramped up, what do you do with it? And I'll tell you what I do with it.
You know what I do? It's not good. Like, okay. No, I will say this time I did a lot of like, okay, as opposed to catastrophizing, I got to start thinking long-term. Like, that's where I went to, that I said this to, that I had a moment. This is like going to be a big thing for me to say in a podcast. You know exactly what I'm going to say. I think I had a moment that, I had touched a little before. I had, a neighbor of mine who committed suicide. You're not supposed to say committed suicide anymore. That was so automatic. Had death by suicide.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
You corrected yourself.
Yeah. It was so automatic that it came out like that. Yeah. So, right. Died by suicide a few months ago now, I guess.
Yeah.
And at their funeral, it was like the most beautiful funeral I've ever been to. Right. Everyone was talking about how they changed, you know, he changed their life and it was so amazing. And like, all I kept thinking about was like, I'm going to die of COVID and this is what my funeral is going to sound like. And I'm going to sit here and wonder, like, what about me? Right. That like, for like both of us, like we have made a huge part of our lives about helping other people. And I think most people in helping professions would say that.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's like almost a sign of burnout. You know, I hate to say that because we both love helping people. Like, it's literally in our system.
But this has been, you know, we had that amazing episode with Katie Duke, and I can't, you know, really, and I say it here and say, like, I can't imagine what it's like to be
also
a nurse.
I think can we just say the irony that that's probably the episode where both of us got COVID?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like that is the episode where we somehow gave each other COVID. That episode about, yeah, right? Hey, we're vaccinated. We did our part, man. We wear masks in the office. It just fucking happened. My kid probably brought it home from school. But, okay, but like, so like, we like did this thing about like how like it's been so difficult to be a nurse. This has been an horrific experience to be a therapist over the past 2 years. Right?
To say, you don't realize it. Like, I didn't feel that way until, like, I think I'm getting the aftermath of it now. I think it's like hitting us now. Do you feel like it's been that way the entire time?
No, at the beginning it was sort of like, all right, we're experimenting with virtual and people
and we're talking and it's like, we're like, what can you control? And then
exactly, right?
Control?
Like,
self-care.
There's a certain part about this. Yeah, that at the beginning was like, I like know this is like fucked up to say, but the beginning it felt like we're all in this together and like we're cheering on nurses, right? Like all this bullshit, right? Like we're watching Tiger King. And now doesn't feel like
now
that,
Tiger
right?
King is no longer on.
No,
there's
it feels like
no shows.
There's no, right? White Lotus. There's like everyone has now it feels like everyone's really angry. Yeah. It feels scary to say stuff. You feel like you're not allowed to ask or talk about certain things. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there is a certain way things have happened. And I think like at a certain, there is, I think like we're sitting here with like a mental health crisis, you know, like how many nurses have we gotten in the past month or so that are like, I think I have to leave my field. I can't do this anymore. You know, teachers, like this is really a disaster.
And I think it's tough because like, you know, what's the solution, you know, like, and just as we said at the beginning, like, we're just going to talk, we had no agenda for this podcast.
Yeah, you can stop listening if you want.
We usually go in with like,
if you've gotten this far 13 minutes in, you're like, this is really boring. I understand.
We had to be authentic in this
one. No judging. This is a judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone. But, like, we don't really have the answer, you know, except we keep saying. So I started doing this thing, which is, like, sounds obnoxious. But, like, I was at the point where after we had COVID where I was, like, I need to do something for myself, specifically for myself, so that I am not getting resentful. Like, I started finding myself getting really resentful of like anyone outside of therapy asking anything of me, literally anything. Yeah. And you know, you can't really live in a world where no one asks anything of you. And
I mean, you would have no relationships. Relationships do need to be like, you
exactly.
have to give. Yes,
exactly. And so I started to feel, and I can tell you, it takes a lot for me to get angry. Like right. Would you agree with that? Like,
oh my God. Yeah. And let me tell you guys, because like, I feel like people would not believe this. The times I've seen Jen in angry is like delightful. Like for me as someone who like is quick to anger, for Jen, when she gets there, I'm like, oh baby, yeah, we're here.
That's so funny.
If you listen to one of our latest episodes titled Em and Jen Fall Apart, you know the current feelings of burnout that we're both facing. Running our business, the therapy group, keeping up with the podcast, and enduring a house renovation leaves little time for grocery shopping, meal prepping, and cooking. So we are extremely thankful for our sponsor, Hungry Root. When I received my first delivery of the Hungry Root box, it felt like a breath of fresh air. Hungry Root saves me so much time and offers customizable options. Plus, with perfectly portioned ingredients, I'm wasting far less food than I would if I were left to my own devices in the kitchen. No more throwing away wilted veggies or expired condiments lurking in the back of my fridge. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, smoothies, sweets, ready to eat meals, kids snacks and meals, vitamins and supplements, and much more. I discovered Three Little Pigs, spinach, feta, and egg bites in my last delivery, and they are my new obsession. Also, Hungry Root's coconut curry sauce is not to be missed. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole trusted ingredients. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Shrink Chicks listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Anyone else go through soap and cleaning products insanely quick? At both my house and at our business, we're constantly replacing plastic bottles. Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. That's why we are thrilled to introduce our newest sponsor, Blueland. Blueland is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautifully cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You will never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run. Refills start at just $2.25. You can even set up a subscription or buy in bulk for an additional savings. From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets, all Blueland products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about. And I'll be honest, I was a bit skeptical at first. Can eco-friendly products really tackle tough messes? Well, Blueland proved me wrong. The products I received, like their multi-service cleaner and bathroom cleaner, were powerful. Grime, grease, and dirt don't stand a chance. Blueland is not only good for the planet, but also for your wallet. And the starter kit I received was beautifully packaged. The bottles are sleek and sturdy, and the scents are amazing. Lemongrass, lavender eucalyptus, and fresh lemon. Or you can choose fragrance-free. Blueland has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/shrinkchicks. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/shrinkchicks for 15% off. That's blueland.com/shrinkchicks to get 15% off.
Yeah. So like, and I, you know, anger is just a very uncomfortable emotion for me. I'm much more likely to cry or feel it in anxiety than I am get angry. I started to feel myself get very resentful, and it was coming out. I was getting snappy, and I was like, oh shit, like I got to do something about this, because I recognized it. I hate that feeling. I hate feeling resentful, and I hate being quick to anger. And so started doing this thing where I'm like, okay, I got to make it a point to like do something for myself. So every morning, I didn't do it this morning. This is where I fall off because I have ADHD and I do things for an hour, a week and a half. That every morning I get up and I tried to meditate and I tried to move my body for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I started to try to listen to a book instead of like look at my phone.
It's almost like what they say, that when you move your body and drink water
and I was drinking a half gallon of water.
It's almost like it actually works. How weird.
Isn't that wild? I stopped drinking alcohol at night, which yeah. Sometimes I would do that when I was like, I'm so exhausted. And I started drinking melatonin tea. Like I literally made all of these very specific changes.
Intentional, conscious. It's also important. I think everyone needs to hear the story of Jen getting snappy, because it's like such, I'm sure it was also, of course, worse to your partner, but like, here's Jen getting snappy to me, right? We had to log on 2 Saturdays ago. We're on Zoom. We got to record these like fucking ads, right? Like, I hate to say that, but like sometimes it feels like, oh my God, right? Like we got to record some shit. We got to do shit, right? Jen gets on. She's fucking miserable. She's like, the second she logs on, I'm like, oh, Jen is so pissed to be doing
this. And I could not get
She's having mic issues.
Mic to work.
We have sound issues as it is. Like, we're trying our best. We were quarantined from each other. It's hard when you're doing these like virtual recordings, right? Okay. So Jen's getting so pissy, so snappy. And she's like, see her body getting all tight and flinchy. And she's like, you know, yanking at her AirPods. And she's like fucking miserable, and then she just sends me a text afterwards being like, I'm very sorry, like I was like, and I was like, yeah, that's me like every Tuesday, like what are you talking about, like your apology to me was so funny. I don't even think I responded. I was like, Jen, what the fuck.
Afterwards I was like, no, you did respond. You're like, it's totally okay. Afterwards I was just like, oh god, I was like, so, because I was so agitated, just with everything,
your whole body, you could see it.
I know. But that's how I felt. Like, it wasn't just in that. That's how I felt the entire week. And you know, when you feel that and you're like, why the fuck? I think the tough thing is that, I mean, maybe the good thing about us understanding emotions is that I can understand that that's a signal, that they're like, me getting snappy is a signal to myself that I'm not doing something enough for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm very conscious of that. But I think for other people, it can, you know, maybe don't understand emotions or haven't taken the time to like really work through. Like, I used to have horrible anxiety. I used to have like major panic attacks. And I, you know, through becoming a therapist, like I really worked through that, and understanding my emotions has changed all of that for me. Mm-hmm. So in being conscious of my emotional state at all times, I'm able to make a change and say like, I have to change something in my life so I can like nurture myself if I have control over it. So that my emotion, so I can like take care of myself and nurture myself and my emotions. I think that when people maybe don't have an understanding of their internal state, or there's less of an awareness of it, you can start to get angry or frustrated at yourself for the way that you feel. And then it compounds on itself, right? Like when you start getting angry at yourself for feeling a certain way, the anger gets even more intense, as opposed mm-hmm. to saying, okay, like I notice this is different in my feelings. And so I am going to do what I can to nurture myself through this, as opposed to getting angry at myself. Cause I think it's so common when we feel something that we don't want to feel, that we start to say like, what the fuck? Why do I feel this way? And you start to get like pissed off at yourself and you keep saying, why don't I feel better? Why don't I feel better? When really the answer is like acknowledging and giving space for your emotions, allowing yourself to feel it and say like, what's going on right now? And how do I nurture myself through this? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right. It's so funny. Cause it's like, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel this way? Like, it's probably the 2-year pandemic. The fact that we're like the attempt to get out of a 20-year war, climate change, which I feel at least 2 hours a day, I have complete existential dread about climate change. You know, the fact that women are rapidly losing their rights in Texas.
Scary. I'm so scared.
Right. Like, I would say there's a lot of reasons to feel this shitty.
Yeah. There's a ton of reasons. And that's
quite
the thing,
reasonable,
like,
to me.
Reasonable. And that's the thing is that, like, I mean, as simplistic as it is, like, you really can't. I mean, you can lobby, you can put your voice out there, you can talk to people, but there's a lot of this that's out of our control, which is really upsetting and exhausting. And so, you know, I have to say, I spent a ton of time on TikTok today. Just a ton.
How was it?
really great. I mean, like parts were just really wonderful because there's parts that it's like, you know, it's fun and, but it amps me up too, you know, yeah. Like I'll see TikToks about banning abortion and it just like pains me a little bit. So I, once again, to be aware of my internal state while that's happening, to say, is this helping me? Is this hurting me? Like constantly asking myself yeah. those questions. Here's the thing is I understand that because I don't have a child, for example, I have the luxury to be able to do that.
We had really different quarantine experiences.
Like I understand while we talk to each other and you're telling me like how exhausted you are, I'm like, yeah, like I truly, like I'm, you know, angry and resentful. I don't know how the fuck you're functioning over there.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know. But then in like some ways it's also like it gives you a really nice distraction.
That's true.
Right? To like get out of my head like in a really like different way. You know, like we've talked about before, like if we're having a really bad day and we go see clients, like you end up like in the best mood afterwards. Like it truly it's like
wild. It is
so wild like how much we get out of it that we get to like turn ourselves around from it. But I think it's hard, right? And I feel like it is so simple yet so difficult to do, which is when the world is on fire, all you can do is love the people around you, move your body, drink some water, and try to not kill your spouse. I mean, I don't know.
That is going to be our next quote. That is just so beautiful. And like try to not kill your spouse.
I think, you know what I mean? Like I feel like people want like some magical fix and like we have nothing. Like we're nothing. So human and like every day. And it's just like, wow, like I don't know what else to say besides like, it actually was a really isolating experience to have COVID. I felt like we had each other, yeah. But like, I kind of like, listen, first of all, any person who hears this is going to be blown the fucking way that I'm saying this. I can sort of understand COVID deniers and anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers because like, I don't want to be told what the fuck to do either. Like, I didn't like it, like not being able to leave my house. Like, there was a part of me that got like snooty that was like, I could leave this house and I didn't.
I was thinking, you know, too, you know, we built our business because neither of us can handle having bosses. We really struggle with both yeah. of us have some sort of interject where like we can be told what to do, problem with authority in certain ways. But anyway, and I'm very introverted and I like, you know, I like hanging around my house, but like when someone tells me I have to stay in my house for 10 days, I'm like, I want to see people. I need to go out
all of a sudden. Like an extrovert. No, right. The other thing is like, cause the world is still going. At the beginning of the pandemic, we all were stuck inside.
Yeah.
So it felt great because everyone like felt like, you know, we were in different size boats, right? Like we were all in different like things, but we all were stuck inside. And you want to know what? Now being stuck inside while the world is still moving, that is really hard. And I understand why people like raging against it. I don't think you should. I think it's wrong. But I can like understand it emotionally and logically, right? And yeah. then the other thing is, right, so like your quarantine was done after 10 days. The thing is, mine's done after 10 days. And then my daughter's has to be 10 days after our final quarantine, right? So on my husband's last day is when my daughter's, no, the day after my husband's last day is when my daughter starts. That's like 30 days inside.
Like, I have no words.
That's like how it works when you have kids, right? So this is a shit show.
That's what the episode we're trying to figure out. Should it be called The World's on Fire? This is a shit show.
I think it should be called It's Fine. It's literally fine.
We're doing fine. And then it should be that meme with like the
fire around them.
The fire on the back, right? Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
Can you believe we're on year 5 of Shrink Chicks? We have been podcasting since 2019 and have somehow yet to change the photo of us on the cover of the podcast. We are planning a photo shoot in a few weeks so we can finally update our cover art. We both obviously need new outfits for the photo shoot, but really didn't want to break the bank. So thank goodness for Quince, where we can get multiple high quality outfits for a very reasonable price. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. For the shoot, we want to go with a few few different looks, one being monochrome, so I opted for a few key items from Quince's collection, including their Mongolian cashmere tee, classic trouser pant, and structured blazer. I couldn't resist adding their timeless 14 karat gold jewelry pieces to complete my look, because who doesn't love accessorizing? The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, making me feel even better about my purchases. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
It's so hard, because it's also like it is hard to not get sucked into like all the doom scrolling, right? Well, I noticed that I kept checking the COVID numbers in my county, which I had not done in like a year and a half, and I was like, why am I doing this? And I guess I wanted to not feel so alone, because like there's a part of me like felt like a failure for getting COVID.
Tell me about that, because I did not feel that way. Feel that way at all, because I think I'm so like things are just out of my control. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
I keep putting my hand on my head and bring up the sound.
Yeah.
This
is why we have sound issues.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We're moving around too much.
Yes.
I think I kind of am just like, you know, I'm gonna wear a mask, I'm gonna do the things to protect myself, I'm gonna get vaccinated. But you know, after that, how much control do we have over whether we get it or not? We're spitting into mics right next to each other, you know? But tell me, you felt like a failure when you got it?
I guess I'm not going to say a failure, but there was a part of me that felt like my child's not vaccinated. Mm. I know my child's not vaccinated. And like, should I have never left my house, right? Like there's a part that's like, am I a bad mom for possibly exposing my child? She didn't even get it.
she got hand, foot, and mouth instead.
My child is the most COVID tested child in the entire state.
Right, she's gotten tested so many times at this point. Also, I have to say, I went to get tested, you know, because we got tested a lot after having COVID. I went to get tested. There was one right by me, and it was like a drive-through one. And I was like, oh, it's so close. And I got right in, and it was a rapid test. And they were like, oh, do you work here? It was at CHOP. They were like, do you work at CHOP? And I was like, no. And they were like, oh, do you have a child who like is coming here? I was like, no. Did not realize that you needed a child to go.
Did they wait for it's very funny.
Also, it was a drive-through, and I didn't know it was a drive-through, so I walked there. So I was like, I literally was walking in line with the cars, and I was like, can I just
not tell me that part. That is very funny.
It was just so embarrassing at the time. I was like, whatever. I've just like just gotten so comfortable in like embarrassing experiences.
Yes, what else?
I'm like, I'll get through this. Also, my dad gave me really advice. You know, some people are like, what's the best advice that you've ever gotten?
What was it?
And it's not therapeutic at all. But I mean, maybe a little bit. He was like, I think I must have been talking about some sort of like social situation. And I said like, oh, it was really awkward. And he goes, Jen, awkwardness is a part of life.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, dad. And I told him that like that was the best advice he's ever given me. And now, of course, he brings it up all the time. Oh, my God. Like, remember that time I gave you that great advice? And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, never, never should have told you that.
That's also because, okay, so there was a time where I was, like, having a lot of conversations with Jen's dad. Like, I was talking to Jen's parents more than she would. And Jen's dad would be like, oh, like, would, like, ask me stuff about Jen because she's, like, very private and doesn't tell her parents stuff. And so I'd be like, don't worry, Joe, I got you. And I would, like, tell him all this stuff.
And they were like,
when you and Bill were dating, he's like, do you think it's going to last? Do you think it's going to go anywhere?
No.
Like, yes. And I was like, I think so, Joe. I think so.
And what would they say?
He was like, oh, like, no, nothing. Then we like talk about the aquarium in his office.
Oh God, he really worked fish. On that aquarium. So many fish, like scary fish, man.
Yeah, I know.
Fish that could sting and kill you. You know, yes,
he's got a lot of fish. That's what we want to talk about next.
Thank you. Thank no you. Problem. For giving, thank you for giving them all that information. I'm sure they really enjoyed it.
Okay, we're spit sisters now.
Spit sisters. That's so nice. Kind of like blood brothers.
But spit sisters. But spit sisters.
All right, now we've just gotten to the point where this is
it's getting bad.
It's getting bad. But we have a dear M and Jen. Is it time?
Okay, let's just do that. Yeah,
probably we could probably drag that shit out too. You know.
All right, my spit sister. Let's go for it. What do you got, spit dear M and Jen?
I hope you only call me by that name for the rest of time.
Deal.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Dear M and Jen, this past year has been hard for many reasons. For pretty much everyone except Jeff Bezos. So true. At the beginning of the year, I left a job that I knew well, but was slowly killing me. I'm sorry, my reading comprehension is shit today. Just bear with me. The hours in the management was unsustainable, and I made the hard choice to leave and took a travel position similar to travel nursing. I traveled to different hospitals and worked for a brief time in their labs on contracts. My issue is that I cannot seem to relax. On my off days, I feel guilty if I don't spend it getting things done. But even if I take a break and do things I know I want to do, I'm thinking about how I should be doing all these other things. I regularly think about how I just want to sit and watch TV and not move. But when I finally get the chance, I can't stop looking at my phone, checking Instagram and my email, and thinking about everything else in my life. On top of that, my family is more divided now than ever over COVID and politics. And I've had so many horrible dating experiences this year. I've taken a break from dating altogether. How do I just shut my brain off so I can exist and relax? Ugh. First of all, I love this question because I think so many people struggle with this.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind, you can tell me what you think, Em, is that there has been a lot of vicarious trauma that people have experienced. It sounds like they're in healthcare. I also think there's a lot that's, as we're talking about, that is gone on in the world. And when you are on overdrive and fear is kind of something that is in your system and it's activating your nervous system and you're on the go all the time, that your nervous system gets used to that. And I think you get to a point where you're like, okay, now I'm going to relax, but your brain is still going, right? Like your brain is still activated. Your nervous system is still activated. And so your brain is still sending you signals of like, you need to be quick. You need to be on top of it. You need to protect yourself, right? Like our brain sends us these fear, anxiety signals so that we're like ready to go at all times. And I think that when our brain is doing that for so long, we're still on overdrive and we're like, I just want to sit and watch TV and veg out. The first thing, another thing I think about is like, can you dig under, you know, the anxiety in your brain on overdrive and see if there's like any other emotions that might be there? You might need to give yourself like a few good cries. We were just talking today about how much we love crying.
Makes you feel so good.
It's such a release. And I just, to be able to let yourself cry and get down to like, what are some of those other feelings that you're feeling? Might be a really good time to go to a therapist. And also because your mind is going and clearly there's a lot going on emotionally too, that you might need to allow yourself to dig into and work through. And I would love to say that we have a magic solution to shutting your brain off. But I think asking yourself in those moments, what is my body telling me right now? Like, what do I need? Maybe it's saying like, you need to do, you need, you know, like feel guilty if you're not doing something, but maybe it's not just sitting on your phone or watching TV. Like, I wonder if that might be activating your nervous system even more in certain ways.
Yeah.
And so is it meditating? Is it moving your body? Is it screaming in your car? Is it having a socially acceptable adult temper tantrum? Which I highly recommend, go scream into a pillow if you need to. You know, like your nervous system is Your nervous system is telling you need to get it out of your body. And sometimes when we're activated like that, we need to like move or like get it out in some way. We need to cry. We need some sort of release. So I think maybe asking yourself, like, is there anything else that I might be able to do right now to like get it out of my body? Because right now my nervous system is so activated. Mm-hmm.
I like the idea for this person of like, as opposed to like the screen of like putting on like music and like maybe that's like childhood like favorite music, like fucking like S Club 7, some little Vitamin C. I don't know how old this person is. Right. But like,
we're
and like
dating
just
ourselves.
Like, and like laying on the floor and trying to stretch their body out as tall and as long as possible. Right. So like getting back into that body. I think it's so true. It is so hard for any of us to concentrate. Like, it's like, I can't tell you how often I have clients. They're like, I like can't watch TV. Right. So like, I think the thing is that like, we have made the idea of like watching television, like binge watching as like rest. But like sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's actually more activating. So I think there's a lot of other ways to do that, right? This is why people like start to take up hobbies. Like I would really encourage people to like ask themselves right now, like, what is your hobby that does not make you money, right? What is your hobby that is not about a goal? What is your hobby that is not about productivity, that's not about success? A hobby is just for enjoyment, just pleasure, no goal. Right. So like often people are like, well, I have like my hobby's running, but I'm like training for this very specific thing. Well, that's still a goal.
Yeah.
Right. Like
also, and listen, I know I've said in this podcast that I spent all day on TikTok because I actually did, but like, this is going to be a suggestion against that is that I think we're so quick to find those dopamine hits from our phone. And I think that we get on our phone and it gives it to us, right? Like I literally, after I spend a lot of time on TikTok or social media, like my brain is complete mush. And I noticed that. And so it might be very easy to look for those dopamine hits in your phone, but the stimulation that you're getting to your brain when your system is already on overdrive might not be helpful. To consciously make an effort to do something with your hands that can get you away from your phone. If it's a hobby, for example, macrame might be an option.
Another ADHD hobby Jen had.
I took. It actually is. Like,
you graded him.
I really do. I last for a week and a half. And
yeah,
then
you
I'm
make
done.
Three but, you know, beautiful projects, and that's it for you.
I have a beautiful macrame over yes, there. I'm really proud of it, but like never again. It was very difficult. But I think that finding something that you can keep you occupied where you're not on your phone that allows you to relax a little bit.
I guess what we're getting down to is like when shit's on fire, what's conscious, what's intentional, what's deliberate, not what's doom scrolling, not which is just like, you know, like unconscious consuming. Like, I think we're addicted to information. I think we're addicted to trying to figure shit out. And it's sometimes I think we're addicted to self-improvement. What is just,
I remember.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I've been sitting here for the last 5 minutes trying to figure it out. I think when we put pressure on ourselves too, to make ourselves relax, like the pressure itself gives us more anxiety.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Right. In this thing, she wrote, well, how do I make myself relax? I think instead of it's acknowledging that you're unable to relax and say, well, what can I do to nurture myself?
Well, also think about like, okay, like let's change the word from relax and say joy. So maybe that's having a 2-minute dance party in your apartment. Right. Like maybe it's not about like relaxing the way you think. Maybe it's about like, how do I give myself more joy and fulfillment?
I love that. I think we need to normalize like dance parties by yourself.
Hell yes. You know, you and I always do a good dance party in the office. We do a lot of dance parties.
A dance party.
Listen, before we end for today, I want to say that I want to make it clear that Jen and I don't think that COVID's a fucking joke. As few people that just went through it. What we are want to talk about, though, is actually the mental health side effects that people are not talking enough about, of the isolation, of the grief, of the anxiety that comes with it. So if you are going through this, if you're feeling quarantined, send us a DM, reach on out, do stuff to take care of yourself, because it can actually be a difficult thing. Even if you're vaccinated, even if you're not getting the physical symptoms, this can still be a process that I think we're minimizing, because it's like, oh, my symptoms aren't that bad. But like also sometimes there's like other things besides physical that we're ignoring.
Totally. So, absolutely.
The world's on fire. We're here for you. Let's be on fire together, I guess. If you liked this episode, please. You could always
fire together.
Rate, review, subscribe, follow on Apple. You know, but don't tell us you hate us. We appreciate that too. So, you know, throw a little 5 stars in there. Send this. And thank you for being here with us today, because to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.